ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Yud. The Mishnah Daf Tesamid Bey says, Lehechon Goylin, La'arei Miklot, L'sholei Shebe'ever Ayarden, U'l'sholei Shebe'eretz Kenan, Shenamar Shloi Shorim Titnu Me'ever Le'yarden, V'sholei Shorim Titnu Be'eretz Kenan. The Gemara asks, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, V'su Leka, that's it? There's only six? But it says that besides for the six, you should give an additional 42 cities to the Levim. And the Meiri explains that in the next pasuk it says, Kol ha'arim asher titnu la'alvim arboim u'shmoina ir, esen v'smigrishayen. So after the Torah says that there's the six and the 42, then the Torah says that all the cities altogether that you should give to the Levim are 48. So you see that the Torah's lumping them all together. So we see that Hukshu Kulon Zula Zula Klita. So why does the Mishnah only speak about the six? Amar Abaya Halolu Kolta Ispain Lodas Pain Shaloy Lodas. Halolu Lodas Koltoi Shaloy Lodas Ainon Koltois. Says the Gemara, because there's something unique about the six that the other 42 don't have. That what? That the six are koltois, bein lodas, bein shaloi lodas, says Rashi, bein shebarach sham lodas klita, bein shaloi barach sham lodas klita, shaloi hoya yodea shehi kailetes. The six are a miklot, are kailet whether he realizes that the city is kailet, or not. Even if he doesn't realize that this place is kailetes, it still works. Mashen came by the 42, They are only kultais if he comes, lodas klita, if he realizes that this is an ir miklot, and he comes, lodas kain. The Ritva says, a similar case, let's say a person came into their miklot when he was sleeping, he'll only be saved by the six and not by the 42. The question is, what exactly is the hasbara to be masber, the chilik between the six and the 42, that the six are koltois, whether he realized it or not, and the 42 are only koltois, ladas. So to be masber this, let's first be makdim some chiluke dinim that we find between the 6 and the 42. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, Malim hoyu schar la'alevim divir Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir Eimer loy hoyu malim lahen schar. Rav Yehuda holds that the reitzchim have to pay rent to the Levim for the houses that they live in the Arei Miklot. And Rameir says, no, they don't have to pay rent. Taisa says it means paying taxes. And Rava over there explains, Machloikis barboi mushtayim. Demar sovar valeim titnu kihanoch leklita. Umar sovar valeim titnu kihanoch mahanoch lechol tzarcheichem. Afhani nami lechol tzarcheichem. Avol b'sheish. Because by the Sheisha Yorois, we say, Lochem Lechol Tzarcheichem. It says, V'hoyu Lochem He'arim Lemiklot. So when it comes to the six, we say it's Lechol Tzarcheichem. They are able to live there free of charge. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay taxes. And the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is whether we compare the 42 ayarais to the 6 b'nei geya, the din of lochem lechol tzarcheichem as well. Rav Yehuda says that no, the valem titnu is only going on the din klita that it saves, but the din of lechol tzarcheichem that you don't have. And Rav Meir says no, valem titnu says that they also have the din of lechol tzarcheichem. So we see that Shitas Rav Yehuda is that by the six cities, they get to be there free of charge. By the 42, they have to pay. Another chilek we find in Orach Chaim HaKadosh and the Panim Yafes from the Afla in Parshas Maaseh, by the Psukim in Kapitel Lamed Hei, Psukim Vav, Zion, over there, they're medayik that the Psukim say like this, Ve'es ha'arim asher titnu la'alvim, e'sheish arei ha'miklot asher titnu lanu shama ha'reitzeach. The cities that you should give to the Levim are the six arei ha'miklot, which you should give to for the Ratzeach to run there. Va'aleihem, and on top of those six, titnu arboim u'shtayim ir, you should give 42 cities. Kol ha'orim asher titnu lalvim arboim u'shmoina ir esen mes migrishayin. So they're medayik from the pasuk that by the six, the pasuk calls them the sheish arei hamiklot. And the pasuk says that you should give the levim the sheish arei hamiklot. Mashenkin by the other 42, it says, and besides for those six, you should give them another 42 cities. And altogether, that's 48. So like the Meiri said, since the Torah, after it told you 6 and 42, then it said that there are 48 altogether. So we see that the Torah is coming to compare them to each other for Klita. But the six are called the Arei HaMiklot, and the Torah says, give those Arei HaMiklot to the Levim. So the Rachaim HaKadosh and the Panim Yafes say, Amayr Dikah Chiddush Din, that by the six, the Iker shame of these cities are Arei HaMiklot. And the Pasuk says, give the Arei HaMiklot to the Levim. Masha'en came by the other 42, the Torah says, give these 42 cities to the Levim. And we learn out that since the Torah was makish them to each other, that they also are koilet. So they say, a chiddush din, that when it comes to the six cities, which be'ikar are orei hamiklot, so let's say there's no room for the roitzchim and the levim. Mi nidchem mipnei mi, the levim get kicked out, because the ikar function of the city is that it's an ir miklot. The Arei Miklot were given to the Levim. Okay, but if there's no room for both, the Reitzchim have Kedima. Masha'enkein in the 42 cities, it's Be'ikar Arei Leviya. But the Arei Leviya are Kailit. So if there's no room for both, the Reitzchim have to leave and the Levim get to stay. So Lefize, it's very move on the din of Rabbi Huda, that when it comes to the six cities, it's Lochem Lechol Tzarcheichem, the Reitzchem don't have to pay rent, because they have a right to be here. It's Be'ikar Arei HaMiklot. Masha'enkein by the 42, it's Be'ikar Arei Leviya, and the Arei Leviya are Kailit. Okay, but you have to pay rent. And Lefize, Zok the Meshech Chachma over there, in Parshas Maaseh, Kapitel Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Gimel, that the Gemara says at the end of Saito, Shemishacharav Mikdash Rishain Batlu Arei Migrash LaLevim. That once the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Levim lost their cities. Zakta Meshachachma, if so, in the days of Bayesheni, when the cities did not belong to the Levim, he says that the 42 cities wouldn't be Kailit anymore, because their whole Kayach Klita is only from the fact that they're Arei Leviya, and Arei Leviya have a din to be Kailit, like the Gemara Darshans on Yud Beis Amid Beis, Makaim Bim Kaimcha, that Rashi says, Shetehei Machne Leviya Kailetes, that in the Midbar, the Machne Leviya was Kailit. So we see from there the musig that a machne leviya, a makaim of the meishav halaviyim, is kailetes. Okay, so the membe's ear, which during the bayasheni did not belong to the leviyim anymore, would not be kailet. Masha enkein, the sheish are a miklot, which are be'etzem are a miklot, they would still be kailet even in the days of bayasheni. He wants to say that's what it means. Sheish are a miklot tiyeno lachem, that even av shehem shalachem v'loy shalavim, even if they're going to be yours and they're not going to be the Levim's, it's still going to be kailit. And the hesber is like we're saying, because the six are a miklot are be'etzem bechefza are a miklot. That's their mahus. They are a miklot. Those are a miklot were given to the Levim. But even if they don't belong to the Levim, they're still going to be kailit. Mashenkin, the 42 ayaris, their kayach klita comes from the fact that they belong to the Levim, al derech the din, the machne Leviya is kailetes. So lefi zeh, we could come back to our Gemara and we can understand the chilik between why the Shesh Arei Miklat are Koltais Bein Ladas Bein Shalei Ladas, whereas the 42 are only Koltais Ladas. Because by the Shesh Arei Miklat, we're Be'etzem, Be'cheftza, they are Arei Miklat, so then it doesn't matter whether the person who came in there realized it or not. It's Be'etzem an Ir Miklat. If it's Be'etzem an Ir Miklat, that has a Koyach Klito no matter what. Masha'enkein by the 42 Ayores, which Be'etzem are Arei Leviya, just there's a din that the Arei Leviya have a din to be Kailit over there in order to tap in to that halacha, to that function that the city has to be Kailit, it has to be that he came in Lodas. The Aruch Laner is also Masber al Derech Zeh, a little different. He says that since the six cities are Be'ikr, the Reitzchims, like it says, V'hoyu Lachem Ha'arim L'miklot, Lachem Ha'Reitzchim Koi, that they don't have to pay schar. So therefore, since the six cities are the Reitzchims, Lefika Chayu Koltim Afilu Shalai Ladas, Kedin Chotzer Shal Adam, Shekain Alay Afilu Shalai Ladaitai. Avo Membeis Ir, Shehoyu La Leviim, Baze Hayotzarech Rotzein Haraitzeach, Sheyea Koylet Oisei Rishush Shal Acher, Shein Maknim La Adam Shalai Midaitai. You can't be Makna to a person without his Das. So since there's like a Hakna going on, because it's Be'ikr, the Arei Leviya, so over there, you need his Das. But the Aruch Laner's Hasbara is also gebayt on this Hanacha, that there's a basic chilek between the 6 and the 42, that the 6 are a miklot. They're Be'ikr, the cities of the Reitzchim. Masha'enkein, the 42 are Arei Leviya. And just that the Arei Leviya have a din to be kailit. Next inyan. The Gemara says on Yud Amar Aleph Tana, Talmud Shegala Maglin Rabbi Imai, Shenemar V'choy Ovid Le'midi D'tehavi Le'chiyusa. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph Mehilchus Reitzeach, says a Meir Dik Eloshin, Talmud Shegala Le'ir Miklot Maglin Rabbi Imai, Shenemar V'choy Asei Lo'i K'dei She'yichye V'chaye Ba'lei Chochma V'aksheha Beloy Talmud Torah Kemisa Chashuvin. The lives of Balei Chachma and those that are Mevakesh Chachma, without Talmud Torah, it's considered like Misa. V'chein Harav Shegala Maglin Yeshivasei Imai. The Meiri is Masber that by a Rav Shegala, it's the same thing. Maglin Yeshivasei Imai, because that's his Chiyus. She'ein Loi Chayim Beloy Yeshiva. So you see from the Gemara, Meiradik Ezach, that without the Talmud being able to learn from his Rebbe, without the Rebbe having his Talmidim, that's not Chayim, and V'choy tells me that Abed Le'midi to Tehavi Le'chiyusa. The Ritva over here speaks out that, what's the problem? Let him just learn from a different Rebbe. Why does the Rebbe have to go with him to Golos? Zok the Ritva, Perish va'afal pishiyesh yeshiva barei miklot. Still, the Rebbe goes to Golos with him. Shaloi min hakoel adam zeichel lilmoid. Kedaminon b'mesechta avedas elilim. Like it says in Mesechta Avedas Zara, Daf Yotesam at Aleph, that a person is not zeichel to learn from everyone. So if this Talmud is being matzliach with that Rebbe, so that Rebbe has to go to Golos with him. And that's why the Talmidim have to go to Golos with the Rebbe, because Lav Dafka, he's going to find a Talmid that's going to be Zeicha to learn from him. These Talmidim, they're Matzliach by this Rebbe. So they have to go to Golos with him. The question is that the Gemara says that Omrav Zeira Mikan Shlo Yishne Odom Le Talmid Sheinoi Hogun. The Gemara says that on this, that a Talmud Shegola, Maglin Rabbi Imai, from here we see that a person should not teach a Talmud Sheinai Hagun. But on the other halacha, of Omer Rav Yechanan Harav Shegola, Maglin Yeshivasa Imai, the Gemara doesn't say that Mikan Shelo Yishne Adam Meirav Sheinai Hagun. What's the chilek? On that, Dorach Laner Others, their masber, that the chilek is like this, that if the Talmud is the one that went to Golos, and now the Rebbe has to go to Golos with the Talmud, that can cause a bittul Torah for the rest of his yeshiva. Now the other Talmidim lost their Rebbe, and they're not mechuyev to go to Golos, because the Vachai was on the Talmud, not on the Rebbe. The Rebbe's going out the Vachai of the Talmud. So the Rebbe's going to lose out on his opportunity from being melame Torah to the Rabbim because he taught this Talmud Sheinai Hagun. Masha'enkein, if the Rav is Goyla, where the din is Maglin Yeshiva Sayimai, so okay, so he'll still have his yeshiva over there. They'll be Mekayim, there have a Goyla Limkayim Torah by going to Golos with the Rav. Next inyan. The Gemara brings the memra of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina that says, "May dechsiv cherev al abadim v'noyalu cherev al tzavrei seineim shol talmidei chachomim sheyoshvin v'oiskin batoira bad bevad." That chas v'sholem a cherev comes on the tzavrei seineim shol talmidei chachomim loshin saginor that are yoshvin v'oiskin batoira bad bevad. So what's the pshat in this mido keneged mido that a cherev chas v'shalom comes on someone that learns Torah alone without a chavrusa? So to be masber this, let's be makdim with a vart of the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Beshalach. It says in Kapitel Yudzayin, Pasuk Ches, Vayovay Amalek Vayilochem Em Yisrael Berfidim. And Chazal Darshin Berfidim Sharofu Yudeim in Atayra, that Amalek came because Klal Yisrael were learning with the Rifyun Yodayim. Zokdar Achaim HaKadosh, because it was lacking in the Eish of Melchamta Shal Torah, so therefore the Mida Keneged Mida was that they needed the Eish of a real Melchama. It doesn't say that they weren't learning. It says that they were rafu yudeim in atayra, was lacking in the melchamta shal Torah. They didn't have the bren, the eish, of melchamta shal Torah. So the mida keneged mida was that now they needed the eish of a real melchama. So I wanted to shtel tzu, to be masber, but Tosefes Hesber, what Arachayim HaKadosh is saying, a vart that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Motel Weinberg, Rosh Hashiva of Montreal, that he said, B'shem the Chassam Sofer, that what's the pshat in the Chazal, that Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. L'chaira, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll find more machlokesim than you'll find anywhere. The Shach with the Taz, and then the Magen Avraham, they're fighting. What do you mean, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? So he said that, B'shem the Chassam Sofer, that there's a certain amount of milchama that Hashem and machloikis milchama that Hashem paskins on the world every year. The more the Talmidei Chachamim use up that midah of machloikis and milchama in milchamta shel Torah, so the less milchama there is in the world. That's Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam through their milchamta shel Torah. Through them having their machlokes in Pilpula Shal Torah and Melchamta Shal Torah, their goyrim, that now there's more shalom in the veld. That's the Tosefes Bir and what the Arachayim HaKadosh is saying, that because it was rafu yedeyim in HaTorah, so a direct result of that is Melchamas HaMalek, because Melchama comes to the world through this, that it's lacking in Melchamta Shal Torah. So when I told this vart to my Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Tabak Shlita, the Rav of Minyan Avreichem of Montreal, he wanted to shtel tzu our Gemara. That's the pshat in the Mida Keneged Mida, that a cherev comes al tzavrei shleineim shal talmidei chachamim sheyoshvin v'oiskin b'Torah bad bevad. Because if talmidei chachamim are learning Torah bad bevad and not b'chavrusa, so it's lacking in Melchamta Shal Torah. So they're being Gairim Cherev Ba'ilam. They're being Gairim the Indian of Melchama Ba'ilam. So they deserve a Cherev to come on them. If through their lack of Melchamta Shal Torah, now there's more Cherev Ba'ilam, So their punishment, their einish, is that they deserve a cherev to come on them. Next inyan, the Gemara on Yudamid Bey says, Rav Shimon ben Lakish pasach lo pischol hay parshas ha-mehochav asher lo itzodav o elikimin no liyodai v'goymer kasher yoymer mishalak admoini mershom yetzei resha v'goymer b'meh akosav medaber b'shnei b'nei adam shahargu es ha-nefesh echod harak b'shoigeng v'echod harak b'meizid lo ze ein edim v'lo ze ein edim ha-kodesh baruch hu mazminon lepundik echod ze shaharak b'meizid yoshev tachas ha-sulam So the Gemara is saying that the pasuk of Vasher Leitzadu Elikimin Aliyadai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about that someone that already killed once B'Shoigeg, but there were no Edim, so he didn't go to Golos, and there was somebody else that killed Ben Mezid and nobody saw him, so he didn't get killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin them lepundik echad. The person who killed Ben Mezid will be at the bottom of the ladder. The person that killed B'Shegeg will be coming down the ladder, and he'll fall down on the one who killed Ben Mezid. There will be Edom that saw it, and this way he will go to Golos. Frek de Marsha, why was he mechuyev to go to Golos? If nobody saw him, so then he taka didn't have a chi of Golos. Why? Zakta Marsha Gavaldiga Khidish to Hoha Golos Lore Miklot Ain Irak Mipne Goyal Hadam Shiargenu Vim Ain Aidim Bidovar Heach Yargenu Hagoyal. Zakta Marsha, the whole point of Golos Tore Miklot is only for the Goyal Adam. It's only to save himself from the Goyal Adam who can kill him. But if there's no Aidim Bidovar anyway, so how could the Goyal Adam kill him? So we see from the Marsha Gevaldige Chiddush that the whole point of Galus is only to save himself from the Goyal Adam. If nobody saw him, so there's no Goyal Adam that could kill him, so then Hitaka didn't have to go to Galus. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Zakta Marsha, Nacha Chiddush, Vefshar Loimar, Imhumayda Bedavar, Aisha Yisvada Hadavar Alidei Krovim Upsulim, Shepater Hagoyalim Yargenu. Zakta Marsha Chiddush, that even though there were no Edim, but if he admits that he killed B'Shoigeg, or if the matter became known through Edim Sulim, like Krovim, so then the Goyal Adam is Potter if he killed him. Marsha says a Chiddush, that if the person is Moide, or if there's Edim Sulim, that's enough to say that if the Goyal Adam killed him, he's Potter. This that the Marsha says, that if he's Moide, he has to go to Golos. That is questionable in the Ritva, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Ritva is mesupik about that. And B'negeya, this that the Marsha says, that if Krovim Upsulim testify that he killed, so then the Goyal Adam is Potter if he killed him, is Tzarech Bir. Because if it's Edim Sulim, then what Nemonis do they have to give the Goyal Adam a Ptur? If the Goyal Adam kills him, they have no nemanis. This might have to do with the Machloikis, the Rambam and Ravid in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Reitzeach Halacha Hey, where it sounds like from the Rambam that a Reitzeach with an Eid Echad, the Goyal Adam, if he kills him, is Potter, and the Ravid says, but if there's only an Eid Echad, so what's matter his dam to the Goyal Adam? So the Marsha might have a makar from that Rambam. But the way the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam over there, it's not a Pasha to Eid Echad, it's Eidos Miuchedes, where you have two Eidim that saw it, just they didn't see it together, which is enough for the Halacha of Kainzen Noisei Lekipa. So that's why the Goyal Adam is Potter. So that L'chayra wouldn't be a Raya to what the Marsha is saying, where you have Eidim Psulim. Darch Laner points this out. Also, on the Iker Kasha of the Marsha, that the Marsha is asking, why did he have to go to Golos in the first place if no Edom saw? The whole point of Golos is just to protect him from the Er Miklot. Darch Laner says, Leizachisi Lahavin Kuchas HaMarsha. Sharei Amrinon Lekamon on Daf Yud Aleph, Echein Amrinon Leel on Daf Beis, De Golos Hu Lekapor Al Shehorag HaNefesh. The Aruch Laner means that the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis said that Minani Mili, how do we know that if Edom testified on someone that he's Chayiv Galus and then they were caught to be Edom Zaymin, that they don't go to Galus? So Rabbi Yechonon says, Rabbi Yechonon Oimer Kalva Chaymer, Umahu Shaasa Maisa Bemezid Enei Goyla, Hein Shaloy Asu Maisa Bemezid Enei Din Shaloy Yiglu Madoch, somebody that did a Maisa, he killed Bemezid, he doesn't go to Galus. So they that didn't do a Maisa Bemezid, they only said Eidos Bemezid against him, for sure they shouldn't go to Galus. And that the Gemara says, no, Farkert, Vehi Naisenes, Husha Asa Maisa Bemezid Loy Ligli Ki Hechi Deloy Tahavi Lay Kapara. Somebody that killed Bemezid, he doesn't go to Golos, so that he shouldn't get a kapara. But they that only said Eidos Bemezid, so let them go to Golos in order that they should get a kapara. So you see clearly that the inin of Golos is for kapara. And it's mavur like this also in Taisis on Yad Alef Amid Beis and Dibra Maschel Midi, that Golos is Michaperes. So that's the Aruch Laner's kash on the Marsha. If Golos is Mechaperes, so who cares? There's no Edom. Avadi should go to Golos. Also, the Achrayim have many rayas that the Inyan of Golos is there even when there's no Goyal Adam. One raya is, Rav David Pavarsky proves this, from the fact that by Edom Zaymimin, the Gemara looks for reasons why don't the Edom Zaymin who testified on someone that he's Chayiv Golos, why don't they have to go to Golos? Now over there, the person that they testified against, nothing happened to him, he's still alive, they were caught to be Edom Zaymin. So what's the Havamina that they should have to go to Golos? What Goyal Adam is Shayach over there? There's no Goyal Adam. Also, the Gemara on Daf Chesamid Beis says, Make Nefesh Prat L'Make Aviv, Prat there would be a havamina that somebody that makes a chabura on his father b'shoigeg, that he should have to go to Golos, because since b'mezid he's chayiv misa for that, so you would think b'shoigeg he goes to Golos. In fact, Rav David Pavarsky, what do you mean? There's nobody dead over there. Nobody died. What goyal adam is shayich on that? On that raya, yesh lodun, because it's mavur that this, that a person is chayiv misa for making a chabura on his father, is a ritzicha dikedin. Ki adam hu anefesh. It's a ritzicha dikedin. It's a mali kotla kula, mali kotla palga. And that's why there would be a habamino that b'shoigeg he should go to Golos. Because it's a me'ein ritzicha. So avivait, it's a me'ein ritzicha. So maybe it's shayach on that, the musig of a goyal adam. On that which the Torah was machshiv this chabura as a ritzicha, so the relative of the father or the father himself is the goyal hadam on that dam. Yesh lodon bedavar. Also, another raya, the Arsameach brings this raya, is from the fact that the Rambam in Perakei Mehilchus Reitzeach, Halacha Gimel Paskins, Yisrael Shaharag Bishkoga Es Ha'eved Goyle. If a Yisrael kills an Eved Bishoigeg, he goes to Golos. Tainatar Sameach, an Eved has no Goyal Adam. An Eved has no relatives, and still the Rambam says he goes to Golos. So you see clearly there's a Din Golos without a Goyal Adam. Dar Sameach brings another raya from this that the Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Abaye Naktino Nigmar Dino Yumeis Meilichin Es Atzmeisav L'Sham. Tichsiv Loshuv Loshev Es Baaretz Ad Meisa Koyen. Ve'ezehu Yeshiva Shei Baaretz Havayomer Zu Kfura. Abaye learns out from a pasuk that if a person was Nigmar Dino for Golos and then he died before going to Golos, so we bring his bones to the Ir Miklot. Zoktar Sameach, there's no inyan of Hatzala from the Goyal Adam if the Reitzeach died already. So why are we bringing his bones there? Al Karchach, you see that he needs a kapara, and that's why we're bringing his bones there. Also, the Aruch Laner says that if you look at the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Yud, it's clear that he says that there's one inyan in going to Golos, so that the Roitzeach B'Shoigeg should have a kapara. And besides for that, there's another tikkun in this that he goes to Golos, that now he'll be safe from the Goyal Adam. So it's mefurish that there's an inyan of kapara b'fnei atzma, besides for the inyan of being nitzel from the Goyal Adam. So from all these questions, divrei hamarsha tzrichim iyun. Next inyan. The Gemara says on Yudah Midbeis, Omer Avuna, Reitzeach shegolo li'ir miklot u'matzai Goyal Adam v'hargoi potter. Kosovar v'loi ein mishpat moves b'Goyal Adam hudachsiv. So Rav Huna says that a Reitzeach that went to Golus, to the Eir Miklot, and the Goyal Adam found him and killed him, he's potter. Says Rashi, U'motza Goyal Adam baderech b'halichosai, on his way as he's going. Says the Bach, K'loimar di'ilu kvar hoyo b'Eir Miklot, v'yotza chutzlat chum u'motza v'horgoi plukta d'tanoihi l'kamod b'masnisin, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Uvi Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Says the Bach that Rashi means to say that Rav Huna's halacha is only on his way to the Eir Miklot. But if a person was in the Eir Miklot and he left, then we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Mitzvah biyad goyal adam urashus biyad kol adam. And Rabbi Kiva Omer b'Rishus b'Yad Goyal Adam v'Chol Adam Ein Chayavin Olav. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds there's a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to kill a Reitzeach that left the Eir Miklot Shalai Kedin, and everybody else has Rishus to kill him. And Rabbi Kiva is one Madrega lower. There's a Rishus for the Goyal Adam to kill him, and everybody else is Ein Chayavin Olav. That's the Girsa of the Rambam and the Ritva. Says the Bach, Rav Huna's halacha is a different din. Rav Huna's talking on his way to the Eir Miklot. That Rav Huna's being mechadish that the Goyal Adam is potter. Says Rav Shmuel in Simon Dalid Anaf Beis that in this halacha of Rav Huna is just a din p'tur. It's not a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to kill him. It's not even a rishus. It's just a p'tur. That if he kills him, he's potter. Kipshutai. The vart is, it's an inyan, like the pasuk says, ki yecham levavai. It's an inyan that he's begether an einis. He's so upset, he's so angry, he can't control himself. The Torah pattered him, he didn't einis. This is how the Netziv explains the p'tur in Hamikdavar. Now, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, in Perek Hei Mehilchus Reitzeach, says that this halacha of Rav Huna is only if the Goyal Hadam killed him on his way to the Eir Miklot after Beis Din already paskined on the Reitzeach that he's Chayiv Golus. But if the Goyal Hadam killed him before Beis Din was Goymer the Din on the Reitzeach to kill him, for example, as soon as he killed him on his way to the Eir Miklot, or when Beis Din sends for the Reitzeach that they should bring him from the Eir Miklot to Beis Din for Beis Din to don him, whether or not he's Chayiv Golus, if the Goyal Adam killed him in any of those times, then he is Chayiv Misa. Rav Huna speaking specifically, only after Beis Din was Goymer the Din on him, to go to Golus. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Yud, in Ois Yud Ches, and the Chazanish in Likutim in Simen Chav Gimel, both say that Rav Huna's Ptur is even if the Goyal Hadam killed him during his initial running to the Eir Miklot and Huadin on his way back from the Eir Miklot to Beis Din for them to don him. Even during those times, Rav Huna's saying that the Goyal Hadam is potter. And it makes sense if the Lomdus is that Ki Yecham Levavai, that it's a Ptur Einis, so it makes sense that that Ptur Einis should exist even if he killed him during the initial running or on his way back from the Eir Miklot. And Be'emes, it's Mefurish in the Me'iri, like the Tzad of the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazanish, The Meiri over here says, Reitzeach shegala le'er miklot, hein shegala achshav teikaf laharigasai. Oy shegala umachzirin oisai im hashoimrim lebezdin shel iroi, im lechayiv misa, im lechayiv galus, v'hargoy goyal adam chutz letchum ha'ir, hareze potter. Mefurish in Meiri that the ptur of Rav Huna is even before the Gemar Din. And the emes is, that's also the pashtus of the Rambam. In the Rambam in Perakei, Mehilchus Reitzeach, Halacha Tes, says, Reitzeach bishgaga shaharga goyal adam chutz letchumir miklotai potter, shenemar v'loyein mishpat maves. Halacha Yud, echad ha-hargoy baderech koidim sheyikones le'ir miklotai. Oy shaharga b'chazirosai imashnayim sheshoimrin oisai. The Rambam says that he's potter. So the Minchas Chinuch is my chiyach from this Rambam, like his tzad. Rav Shach is madche that that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam, the second half of the Rambam for sure, hargoy b'chazirosai imashnayim sheshoim renoisai, that means on his way back after the Gemar Din, and even the first halacha of echad hargoy baderech sheyikonim sheyikones ner miklotai, Rav Shach is madche that that means if he didn't run to the Eir Miklot right away, and Bezdin paskined on him that he's chayiv to go to Golos, and the Goyal Hadam killed him before he was nichnas to the Eir Miklot, that's when he's potter. Now this that Rav Shach is learning, the case of the Rambam, where he did not run to the Eir Miklot, and they were goymer his din, that he should go to Golos, and on that the Rambam is saying that it's just a din p'tur, l'chayra, that doesn't fit with another shtikl chazanish that says that the only time we have this din, that the Goyal Adam that kills the Reitzeach on his baderech, b'halichasai, that it's only a din p'tur and not a mitzvah or a shus, that's only if the Reitzeach is taka baderech b'halichosai, he taka is on his way, he's taka going. But let's say he b'mezid is misakev from going to the Eir Miklot, zaktech hazanisha chiddush din, that then he's going to have be treated like a Reitzeach that left the Eir Miklot, b'mezid, that there's either a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili or a reshus according to Rabbi Akiva. So this that Rav Shach is learning up the Rambam, that this that the Rambam says, Echad ha-hargoy baderech koidim sheyikones le'er miklotai, is talking about where he did not run to their miklot and they were goymer the din sheyigla, and that's why the Goyal Adam is potter. But according to the Chazon Ish, in that case, it wouldn't only be a din p'tur. It would be a rishus. La'alacha we hold a Rav Akiva. It would be a rishus. So it comes out of Dover Nechmad that the Chazon Ish l'shitasai, who holds that if the Goyal Adam, the Reitzeach, is misake from going, then the Goyal Adam has reshus to kill him. He couldn't learn the Rambam like Rav Shach, that Echad ha-hargoy baderech koidim sheyikones le'er miklotai, that it means where he's not going, and Bezdin in the meanwhile paskin that he's chayev misa. Because then, why would the Rambam say that it's only a din p'tur? In that case, it would be reshus. That's why the Chazon Ish l'shitasai learns up that Echad ha-hargoy baderech koidim sheyikones le'er miklot is mashma filu koidim gemar din. You could get out of it by saying that the Chazon Ish only said it if he's misakev from going to the Eir Miklot b'mezid. But what if he was a shoygeg or a oynis and he couldn't go, and in the meanwhile Bezdin paskined on him that he is chayev to go to Golos? So in that case, the Chazon Ish would agree that it's only a din p'tur. So it is shayech to say Rav Shach's pshat, even aliba da Chazon Ish. Now, we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Zayin that the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Reitzeach, that there's three types of Hargim B'loi Kavana. There's Shoigeg, there is Shoigeg that's Kreva L'Oinis, and then Shoigeg that's Kreva L'Zod and Kreva L'Mezid. And the Rambam says, a Shoigeg goes to Golos, A shogeg that's kreiv alayinis is potter from galus. He doesn't have to go to galus, and the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him. If the Goel Adam kills him, the Goel Adam gets killed for that. And by shogeg kreiv lemezid, says the Rambam, that he doesn't go to galus because his aveira so chomer ain galus mechaperes loy, vein ore mikla kolte soisai. Shein on koltes ella hamuchiv galus bolvad lefikachim matzei goel adam bechol makim v'hargai potter. The Rambam says that if the goel adam kills someone that's a shogeg karev lemezid, he's potter. Uma yasezeh yeshne v'yishmar atzmai migoel adam. So says Rav Shmuel that halacha that the goel adam is potter from killing a shogeg karev lemezid, that is the madrega of Rav Huna's halacha over here. It's just a din p'tur, but there's no din l'chatchila that he has rishus to do it, and certainly there's no din of v'chol adam ein chayavin olav. That's a halacha specifically for a reitzeach that left the ir miklot, but shogeg karev lemezid, he doesn't have the right to go to galus. He never left the ir miklot. He never did that avla of a reitzeach sheyotza meir miklote, that he has a din to be there, and he left. He did shaloi kedin. He left the ir miklot. So a shogeg karev lemezid is only going to have Rav Huna's halacha that it's a din p'tur. That's the lashon harambam. Lefikach imotzei goel adam b'chal makim b'har goy poter. It's a din p'tur, but it's not a rishus. To make a sikum of what we have four possible times where the Goyal Hadam can find the Reitzeach Chutz Meir Miklotai. We have number one, where the Reitzeach just killed the Nerag and now he's on his way to the Ir Miklot. Number two, when Bezdin sends for the Goyal Had for the Reitzeach to come back from the Ir Miklot to Bezdin, for Bezdin to judge him. Those two times have the same halacha. Number three is after Bezdin paskined on him that he has to go back to the Ir Miklot because he's chayiv galus. If the Goel Adam killed him on the way back to the Ir Miklot, that's three. And four, if the Reitzeach left the Ir Miklot where he was supposed to be, after Bezdin paskened on him that he's chayiv to go to galus, and he was in the Ir Miklot and he left. So Rav Shach holds that when it comes to case number one and two, that's if the Goel Adam killed the Reitzeach on his way initially to the Ir Miklot or on his way back before there was any Gmar Din, if the Goel Adam kills him then, he's Nerag Olav. The Minchas Chinuch, the Chazon Ish, and we advise the Meiri, says like that also, and that's the Pashtus of the Rambam, that even in those times, we have Rav Huna's Halacha, that the Goel Hadam is Potter. By case number three, after Bezdin paskind, that he's Chayiv Golos, and now Bezdin sends him back to the Ir Miklot, over there, we have Rav Huna's Halacha, that the Goel Hadam is potter if he kills him, but anybody else that would kill him is definitely Chayiv Misa for that. And then number four, a Reitzeach that left the Ir Miklot after Bezdin Paskin on him that he's Chayiv, he was in the Ir Miklot and he left, over there we Paskin like Rabbi Kiva that it's Rishus Biyad the Goel Hadam and V'chol Adam is Ein Chayovin Olov. Now we mentioned that the Chazon Ish says a chiddush, Rav Shmuel says it's a chiddush, it's not pashit, that a reitzeach that's misakev originally from going to the Ir Miklot, he purposely does not go, he killed someone, and he's being misakev from going, he has a din like someone that left the Ir Miklot b'mezid, and has that more chomer dikedin that it's rishus, b'yad goyel adam v'chol adam ein chayovin olav. And we also said that this halacha that the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Reitzeach, that a shoigeg that's karev lemezid, if the Goel Adam kills him, he's potter, that's the madreg of Rav Huna's halacha, that it's a din p'tur, but he does not have a rishus lechatchila to kill him. May inyan leinyan ba'isay inyan. The Mishnah on Tesamid Bay says, "Umaisin lehen shnei tamidei chachamim shema yargenu baderach v'idabru eilav." That we give to the Reitzchim to tamidei chachamim because maybe the Grand Adam will kill him on the way, and they'll speak to him. The Gemara explains on Yudam and Beis that v'yadavru elav dvarim haruyim loy oimrim loy al tinik by minik shayv chedamim bishkaga ba maisa liyadai. So the Chazanish and Likutim Simen Chav Gimel is medayik from the fact that it says that we give two tamidei chachamim to accompany him rather than giving him balei agroipin, giving him muscular, strong people who can stop the Goel Adam Bal Korchai from killing the Reitzeach. Vice dice that we're not allowed to save the Reitzeach from the hand of the Goel Adam Bal Korchai. We're just mevakshin heimenu, we ask him not to kill him. Meaning it's not proper for the Goel Adam to kill him. The Rotzein Chachamim is that the Talmidei Chachamim should stop him from killing him. But not that we are going to actually, by force, stop the Goel Hadam. We're going to ask him not to. Rav Shmuel points out that if you learn that the Geder HaPtor of Goel Hadam is an Oynistik Edin because of Kiyecham Levavai, like the Hamakdavar says in Parsha Shoiftim, then it's not Mistaver that we should not be ma'ak of him from doing it. He has no right to do it. It's just that he's batsim, he's like an oynis, savada, why shouldn't we stop him? From the Chazanish that says that we're not allowed to stop him bal karchai, just that he's not doing kahoygen, because the rotzen chachamim is sheyinotzel, it's mashma, that the schus of the goyal adam is to let out his anger on the reitzeach. It's just that he's not allowed to do it lechatchila. The Ein Meirin came. But it's not just a Ptor Einis. The Aviezri in Perakei Mehilchus Reitzeach argues on the Chazanish and says that Avada, we are Meinea, the Goel Adam, from killing him even Bal Karchai, since there's no mitzvah and even Rishus there isn't, it's just a din ptur, avada, there's a chiyuv to withhold him from doing the ritzicha. And this that we send to Tamidei Chachamim and not Balei Agroipin, he says that's not a raya. That's not a raya. Avada, the chiyuv is to be meinea, the ritzicha from him, since it's aser for him to do it, just he doesn't get killed for him, so if it's aser, so then, avada, we stop him. Now, even according to the tzad of Rav Shach, that we are meinea him from killing him, but is there a din that it's nitein latzilei benafshai? Do we treat him like a roidif that you're allowed to kill him? Or it's just that we're meinea him? Rav Shmuel names on that he does not have a din roidif. It's not mashma that it's nitein latzilei benafshai. It says that we speak to him. We try to talk him out of it. Even according to Rav Shach, that it means we do what we can to stop him, but it's not mashma that it's nitin latzilei benafshai. However, says the Chazanish, what would be before he had any gmar din by bezdin to go to Golus? Over there, the roidif, the Goel Adam does have a din roidif. Even though if he kills him, he's potter, but Avadi has a din roidif because Bezdin never paskin yet that he's chayiv. And therefore, Zakta Chazanish, when Bezdin sends to bring the Reitzeach from the Er Miklot in order to judge him whether or not he's chayiv galus, then we will send Balei Agroipin. We will send strong people to protect him. Because then, Avada, it's usher for the Goel Adam to kill him. He's a roidif, and therefore we will do whatever we can to protect the Reitzeach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.